In the ancient city of Baghdad, doctors are straining to treat the victims of the city's crime wave. NPR's Jackie Lydon spent a night at the understaffed, ill-equipped trauma center at Yarmouk Hospital.
Yarmouk Hospital is on the west bank of the Tigris River, and every night its emergency room is literally awash in blood. The head security guard enters the names of patients here in an old factory ledger. There's no computer. The scene in the ER is either dead quiet or barely controlled chaos. And trying to keep order tonight is Nissan Al-Azawi, a fourth-year medical student.
Our hospital receives many, many, many cases of trauma, whether bullet injury or missile injury or road traffic accidents. But this hospital lacking some important points like medicine, instruments, other medical equipment.
There's no intensive care unit here, no oxygen, scant IV fluid. In the dingy 11-bed emergency room with its wan fluorescent lights and broken sterilization box, there's not much of anything. In 2002, Saddam Hussein's regime spent just $16 million on public health, about 65 cents per Iraqi, according to the Iraqi Governing Council. Doctors were paid only $3 to $8 a month. Iraqi medical equipment was also depleted by more than 10 years of UN sanctions. Yarmouk Hospital is where most Baghdadis come if they have a gunshot wound. A patient comes in who's bleeding from the neck, and Dr. Al-Azawi breaks off her conversation.
This man stay quietly in his place, without in his home, without any problem, and have the bullets come from far away and decide to enter his body from the back and arrested here. But fortunately, the bullet did not penetrate the cavity, not penetrate the lung or causing a problem in the chest.
And there are the many knife wounds. This man has a puncture wound in the collarbone area and tells his story while bleeding. He speaks through an interpreter.
They looted me in the street. They took from me $20 and 10,000 dinars. Broke my door and my window.
Gangs prey on people who have looted goods and cash, and drug addiction is behind many other crimes. Doctors have learned not to ask too many questions, lest they become victims themselves. And, says the doctors, they are sometimes not entirely interested in the patients.
90% of them not take it seriously, because the patient themselves, they don't respect the doctor.
Dr. Dia Jaffer called the conditions at Yarmouk less than zero and relates an anecdote of what he terms doctor disrespect. Last week, a drug addict was brought in who'd fatally shot his mother and his female neighbor. Then he shot himself. When the doctor tried to treat him, a gang of neighbors chased the shooter inside, threatening the treating physicians and smashing the hospital windows. So, asked Dr. Jaffer,
how the doctor play his role in this situation?
As the night wears on, an Iraqi policeman in blue uniform comes in, shot in the hand by assailants who tried to hijack his car on a bridge. And at 2 in the morning, there's another gunshot victim. The guard outside a private residence has been shot in the leg. He's going into shock. His employer, Hekmet Mahdi, is outraged.
I want to say it's all the fault of the Americans. I don't know what there is in their heads. I mean, they dissolve the police for what? They dissolve the army for what? Who's going to protect us?
In this case, the wounded guard is stabilized, but the saddest case of the night is neither a gunshot nor a stabbing victim. A young woman is brought in, a burn victim. Ala Karim Khaldun, another medical student, assesses her injuries, which cover most of her body.
Head, neck, upper chest, upper back, bilateral upper limbs, and bilateral legs and foot.
The woman was refueling a generator when it exploded, and she scorched ash gray from head to toe, her hair singed. She needs oxygen, but there is none. All Yarmouk ER can do is offer her the basics of first aid.
This night, we do just first aid. We give her IV fluid, analgesia, so cleaning of the wounds.
The Coalition Provisional Authority has been to Yarmouk Hospital and even brought congressmen through, but little has changed by way of the staff's frustration. One doctor said he'd like to blow up Yarmouk Hospital and bring down a new hospital by helicopter. Ahmed Abduhadi, a tall paramedic who's been at the hospital for 13 years, says that he's glad the CPA has raised salaries, but he wants his hospital to improve enough to serve his people.
Our hospital is the biggest hospital in this bank of the river, and it is the best one. We wish to be more better than now.
Jackie Leighton, NPR News, Baghdad.